Welcome back to Word on the Hills with me, Felicity Sidnell-Reed, my co-host Gwyn Sheltimer, and our guest this week, Ted Amsden. So you've got some interesting poets lined up, Ted. What are your ambitions for Poetry Weekend 2015?
Well, we hope a lot of people come from out of town and that the big audience that we actually have for poetry in Coburg attend. There's a lot of poetry that happens in Coburg, and so we're hoping those poets show up too to participate. We'll have an event at the Coburg Library for children. We're also having open mic on Friday night and Saturday night at the Woodlawn Terrace, which people that don't want to come to the poetry readings can come up and read their poetry.
Uh-huh.
There'll also be an after-hours lounge with music, and people get a chance to talk to poets those two nights as well. That's new this year, the after-hours lounge.
Uh-huh. Where is that?
Same place at the Woodlawn Terrace, yes. Uh-huh. Steve De La Casa there is very supportive of poetry, and we've had the open mic there in previous years, and so it always goes quite well.
Oh, well, that's great. You've got a really heavy program there.
Yes, we do. Like
and
I said,
this extension into the schools is interesting, too.
It is. Rotary funds that, and the poets go in, read to the students, and leave some books behind. It's good to get, you know, real live, heavy duty poets in the school, and so kids can have an experience like that.
So do they also conduct workshops with the kids to write poetry or not?
Certainly interactive with the kids, of course. They just don't go in there and speak from a lectern kind of thing.
Right. So when you say you want people to come from out of town and people from here, what kind of attendance do you expect to get for these events?
We hope to get, on an evening, at a good reading, over 100 people.
Mm-hmm.
Doing our publicity and our media outside of Coburg into the Toronto market, Belleville, Peterborough. And even Ottawa kind of thing. Generally speaking, you don't get hordes, but you get people that are intense about poetry, and so they'll make the effort to come from far away. Certainly our poets are coming from across Canada, so.
Yes, well, there's ones on
Friday, yes.
Friday, my goodness.
Yeah, it's a big deal.
Yeah. So now, how can people contribute to the success of Poetry Weekend this year?
Come as the obvious one.
Yes.
And we're always looking for volunteers. I have a great committee that's struck, and we're meeting regularly. But we're going to need some volunteers for set up and take down. If somebody wants to participate, give me a call. Mm-hmm. You can reach me at Poet Laureate at Coburg.ca, which is a town website.
Yeah.
Or give me a call at home, 905-269-4680.
Okay, sounds mysterious.
That way you get free passes, right? So that's worth it.
Well, are you going to tell us about the price of the tickets?
Oh, yes, that's a good thing. You'll be able to buy the tickets at the concert hall, of course, mm-hmm. or at Edwards at 66 King Street East. Yes,
mm-hmm.
And in Port Hope at the Ganarask Art and Framing Store.
Oh, yes.
Or, you know, you can phone me.
Right. The children's program being conducted at the library?
Yes.
Did you say yes?
Yes, yeah. And so generally they're fun. They're lots of fun. The kids come and just, you know, have fun. And
right.
They usually, the poets will get the kids involved too. It's not just sort of sit there and listen. You see my new T-shirt? For the listening audience, this is a black T-shirt with orange sort of field and on top of that black letters. And the name of our festival is Say It. And it's the Coburg Poetry Commons. So there's two things to say about that. We didn't want to call it a festival anymore because festival, along with the word celebration, are very tired words.
Mm.
So it's okay. Coburg Poetry Commons. We picked the word commons after much discussion amongst it's a small group that sort of got this going because it's a word that invites sort of a whole variety of interpretations. Commons is in the British sense where people sort of feed their sheep all together, or commons like the House of Commons where everybody comes to debate, or commons that is sort of a shared thing. And so very much the word commons is sort of that shared experience. So that's why we're sort of, it's a little awkward to say at this point the Coburg Poetry Commons, but we're thinking that it's going to be interpreted and used by people in an original way, and it'll sort of start to take on a life of its own.
Yes. Now it's intriguing and will perhaps promote some
discussion.
Thought and discussion.
Exactly, and that's the whole point, because poetry is very much an accessible thing for everybody, and it's an open-air kind of concept thing. And so that's why we like the word commons. Now, the word say it feeds directly into that, because it's very much a sort of call to action, and it's not very exclusionary either. It's sort of come forward and say what's on your mind. or say what you feel, or say what you think. And so it's sort of a bit of a commanding thing, too. And so that's, we like its shortness, its terseness. Say it! Say it! We've done a crowdfunding video. One of the points of that video is we went up to a whole bunch of people on King Street, you know, couples, kids, parents, and said, say it. Say the word, say it for us. So we got little excerpts of everybody saying, say it, say it, say it, say it. So we had a little fun doing that. And so that's a new thing we've never done before, is crowdsourcing.
Right.
So we're all excited about that because we had a whole bunch of fun doing it.
Yeah.
I've had very good luck going out into the community for donors this year. There's very generous people out there and organizations. So this is the first year I've ever done any fundraising. So that's been a bit of a challenge getting me started that way, because I sort of dragged my heels, you know, being afraid to ask, you know, but all that. But once you get started, then it's just a case, you know, going up to people. And I'm surprised, you know, how people just say yes, individuals and organizations. Mm-hmm. However, we still need money. And if anybody's listening and wants to give away some money, $5, $10, $50,
$250, $1,000. Sure. Tell them your phone number again so they can call you.
905, always need money. 269, can't wait for it. Hurry up. 4680. I'm going to mention one donor, which is SMM Law, who have always been a big supporter of Poetry in Coburg, and they are our biggest sort of organizational donor, apart from the town.
That's good to have a regular sponsor like
that. It is.
So, Ted, how about reading us some more
of
your poems? You're going to read personal poems this time, are you?
That's right. So these are a little more serious. I love going down to Monk's Cove and looking at the water there. I go down and take pictures there, of course, and I have over the years. I only live a block away from it. So I often, if I'm going out for a walk or a run or on the bicycle or something, I will go down to the corner there and look at the water. And I was down there the other day, and this one's called Looking Over the Water at Monk's Cove. There's times when I feel I'm being pulled up to glory, lifted by the wet run of tears down my face, and I don't know what to do but loosen the knot in my gut that is resisting these tears. That's it. Short. And here's another one. When I'm old, I'll be the hunch-shaped sitting on the park bench at Monk's Cove. Somebody that runners will pick up the pace to pass. The old man that dogs will want to piss on. A fearsome weirdness in the worried eyes of ankle biters. But for me, guardian of the view, custodian of sundown, I'll be the one crying. So that's me talking about old age. I get quite moved down there by the sunsets. I've taken many cloud pictures, water pictures. This is a love poem, but the relationship's over. This is called In the Book of Mirrors. In the Book of Mirrors, we walk into the clearing of our time, caring more than we should, the belongings of our past carelessly underfoot. Kissing and hugging, longer than the hours of the day allow, we trip and fumble often, running back to what we know during sleep, fearing the voice that has led us to each other. Neither unfortunate nor blessed, our love has no goals. There simply is the fact of us, running, smiling, expecting to play. Surrounded by a haunted forest, our fit, not that of expectation, it is ordained that our intertwined fingers will loosen. The sweat of love, breathtaking lulls of the spirit, torrential flows of tears mark the passing years. When suddenly you are no longer listening in your heart for the sound of my voice. But who can say? We live in an enchanted forest. Breezes are whimsical. The sky paints a canvas of expectation bigger than a lifetime. The weight of stars are stronger than the moon's tug. A simple quantum sneeze can turn a galaxy on its heels. Your place is held as sincerely as any promise to a wife or to a cause greater than myself. It is surrounded with the flowers of our moments. Your laughing voice echoes through the forest of my fears and hopes. Your bright smile shines from distant peaks. You are in my heart until it stops beating.
Thank you, Ted. I'm glad you chose to read those personal poems.
Good.
They're great. Thank you very much for coming in and telling us about Poetry Weekend. Say it.
Thank you. Do it again. Do it again.
Say it.
All right. Say it, baby. Yes. That's the way it's supposed to be said. Thank you.
And you said that our listeners can purchase tickets at
Concert Hall. Yes, and at Edwards at 66 King Street East.
Yes, and in Port Hope at the Ganarastica Framing Gallery.
Yeah, Art and Framing, yes, on Walton Street.
Okay.
And of course you can pick up tickets
at the door.
At the door, yes. Right.
So is there a program? I should have asked you this earlier.
Yes, there is a program. Our website is, look for Say It on the, you know, it's sayit.org. If you go to sayit.com or sayit.ca, you will get to the same place. But our website is sayit.org.
Okay. And to connect with us, please send comments, queries, or suggestions for whom we might interview in future programs to wordonthehills897@gmail.com. Or leave a comment on our website, www.wordonthehills.com, where all our broadcasts are archived. Thanks for tuning in. We hope you'll join us for another program next week.